When you do this analysis, when you kind of peel back the layers, especially when it comes to your website, you are able to kind of see, does the tone and the quality reflect where I am and who I am currently?
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
I'm laughing as I sit down, just thinking about how many iterations this podcast has been through in the years. And I texted Drew, he's going to pick up Coco from school. And I was like, can you please drive slowly home? Because I'm about to record a podcast. So we'll see if we can get through this episode without an amazing 3.5-year-old interrupting us and getting very excited to tell me about her day at Montessori school. But today's episode is all about websites. And this is one of my favorite topics. It's a topic that I don't think is talked about enough. And even deeper than the topic of websites, I want to talk about why I refresh my website at least once a year. About once a year, I get this pull to do an entire website overhaul, this refresh. And I have been with my same designer for years. Her name is Jen Olmsted. She totally gets me. And she usually runs with my ideas, my inspiration, my desires. And this time, as we were doing a website overhaul and refresh, I wanted the website to kind of match this energy I'm feeling. Like, I am feeling bright and fun and free. And so this year was a really big year. When I look at this year as a glance, I had just a really transformative year. I've been joking because I'm like, I'm too old for a quarter life crisis, too young for a midlife crisis. But as I'm sitting over here with Invisalign and having written a book and a new baby and all of these things, and we're building a new house, there's a lot of things happening. And along with all of these updates in my life, I want to freshen up my home on the web. And so today I want to share kind of the behind the scenes of why I refresh my website, but also reiterate the importance of having a website that you absolutely love. So are you ready to dive on in with me? Real quick before we do, if you want to check out my incredible website designer, head to jennakutcher.com/tonic. That's T-O-N-I-C, jennakutcher.com/tonic. And you can check out their incredible templates that they've built. I'm going to talk about why these matter. And you can also save 15% off on those website templates. Again, that's jennakutcher.com/tonic. Head there and browse while you hear me talk about why a website is so important and why I refresh mine often. Do I have a new podcast recommendation for you? If you like the Gold Digger Podcast, you'll love tuning into Content is Profit, hosted by Luis and Fonzie Camejo, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network. Discover the secrets and strategies on how your business can achieve the frictionless sale. Luis and Fonzie dig into frameworks, strategies, tactics, and feature special guests to bring you all the information you need in order to turn your content into profit. They tackle topics like 5 things that you should do to grow your podcast and how to leverage trends to generate attention and answer questions like, what does it mean to stand out in the marketplace? How can you rise above the noise and help others with your offers? If you need a new show to add to your lineup, listen to Content is Profit wherever you get your podcasts. How many of you do things like spring cleaning? Or maybe after winter is finally over, you pack up all your sweaters if you're in a tundra like me and kind of get set for the next season. I feel like there are these seasonal pulls in our lives, but also in our businesses, that when we begin to honor them, it almost creates a sort of rhythm, this consistency. And for me, I feel like every single year I get this deep desire to update things. When I take a peek, when I kind of peel back the curtain, when I dig into the analytics, I want to look and be like, does this still fit? Does this fit the vibe? Does this fit the style? Does this fit the vision? Does this fit the mission? And I tend to get these like spring cleaning urges once a year, sometimes more, where I just want to do a big overhaul and look at everything. And what I think is so cool about this idea is, one, it gives us this invitation to keep growing and evolving and changing without feeling like, ah, man, like I wasted time, or like this was good, so I should just keep it. But it gives us this invitation to really kind of look at everything and say, does this still work? Does it fit? And while we do this on a microscopically small level in terms of things like opt-ins and our email list and all those smaller pieces of the puzzle that add up to the big puzzle, it is especially important for websites, because here's the thing, people land here from all of your efforts. Like if you really look at your marketing efforts, your number one goal should be taking people from all the places they might be meeting you, consuming your content, learning about you, and pushing them into a place like a website. You want people to be landing on your website from your emails, from your social media, and it should feel like they're landing somewhere that makes sense for who and where you are at currently. You want it to feel like it fits perfectly. And if you are growing and evolving as a human being, there's a good chance that a year from now, you might have changed. And therefore, your site should be changing with you. Your home on the internet should be changing. Now, one thing that I think is so important, I was recently doing an interview and they asked me, what is the number one mistake that people are making these days? My answer to that question was this: people are so focused on building or starting a business that they're not looking at building a brand. And here's the difference. Businesses are the product, the service, or the offer, the thing that you put out there in exchange, usually for money, so that you can have something that is viable. A business is the product, service, or offer. But a brand, on the other hand, is the personality behind that offer. The brand is like this recognizable voice. This brand emits a feeling. A brand has more power. A brand is memorable. You know, like, and trust a brand. And so why this is so important is when we look at this, when it comes to websites, your website should be the home for your brand, and your brand should be the personality behind your offers. Now, here's why this matters. And I want to give you an example through my own journey. If you've read my book, How Are You Really?, you've been able to kind of follow my entrepreneurial journey. And if you've read that, you've known that I've done a lot of different things. I was a wedding photographer. I had a watercolor print shop. I had a Midwest wedding blog. I did senior portraits. I started this podcast. I wrote a book. I've pivoted in so many different directions over the years. And I truly believe that I've been able to successfully do that because, unknowingly at first and now knowingly, I've built a brand. And as I change and evolve, my audience just comes on the journey with me because they know, like, and trust me. So when I move into different spaces or when my offers change, people follow along because they care about me and they care about what I care about. Brands have this deeper connection when it comes time to sell. Like, the content you are sharing and serving with the majority of the time gives you the right and the opportunity to sell, since you're speaking to the right audience without alienating those who are not currently ready or interested in your offer. And so one of the things that I think is so important is a lot of times people build their website around a business idea, around the product, service, or offer. But where they're really missing the mark here is building a website that has a personality. And if you're like me, your personality is constantly evolving. Therefore, it should be a requirement that you are checking in to make sure that that website still fits your brand, your mission, and your vision. You want to make sure that your website demonstrates a personality and the voice behind your brand, not just the thing that you're selling. Because if you are listening to this and you cannot imagine still selling the same exact offer, doing the same exact service 5 years from now, then it is pertinent that you are focused on building a brand. Think of it this way. I always think about this example because it just stands out to me. When you think about LG refrigerators, you might think about a famous Hollywood couple. I always think about Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell. They're in these commercials for LG appliances, and I'm not even on the market for a refrigerator. LG hires people like Dax and Kristen to give their refrigerator a personality. The refrigerator is just a product, service, or offer, right? That's the business. The brand is the personality. And a lot of brands these days have hired people to give their product a personality. But chances are, if you're listening to this, you have an opportunity to give a personality to the thing that you are selling. And so I want to make sure that as we think about this from a broader standpoint, from a bigger marketing place, from the place that I see a lot of people messing up, that we are recognizing that your website is a place to paint that personality loud and strong. And it is also the place to welcome who it is that you are becoming. So first, let's make sure that your website demonstrates your personality and voice behind your brand, not just the thing that you're selling as a business. And here are four ways that you can easily do this. If you're listening and you're able to take notes, write these down. So first, you want to use conversational language. I was at my hairdresser's the other day and I was eating those wisps. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like those little pieces of cheese that are like almost like dehydrated. They're really good. And I was reading the branding on the back and like there was just like so many punny little things in their copywriting. And I was like, man, like when it comes down to language, even a brand like Wisps has got it down. Like it was making me laugh while I was sitting there getting my haircut, which by the way, eating food while you're getting your haircut is questionable, but I was really hungry. And so you want to make sure one, you're using conversational language, make it fun, make it interactive, type in the way that you speak. One of my biggest compliments is whenever somebody reads my book, they say like, I could hear your voice almost reading it to me. And to me, that's a huge compliment because that means that I write in the way that I speak, like I match that voice. So use conversational language. Two, use updated and high quality images that ideally include you or at least humans. People have this deep desire to buy from other people. There are so many studies that show that when you give a face to the personality of that brand, people trust it more. So you want to make sure that you are using images that show people because people want to buy from people. Number three, do not be afraid of humor or quirkiness. A lot of times we lead on our websites with the offer and the features of the offer, but that is not memorable to someone. The things that are memorable, I'm smiling as I say this because I remember hiring one of my incredible copywriters, Brooklyn, and I still remember to this day, 4 years later, on her LinkedIn, it said, knows how to change a tire in the snow. And of course, she had talked about all the different roles she played, but that was a part of her bio. And I still remember that to this day. So don't be afraid of humor or quirkiness or something unique. And then number four, make sure the tone and the quality reflects who you are currently. Now, I want to dive into this piece because as I said, like every single year, I kind of do this analysis, like does my current website still fit me and where I'm going? And I can joke all I want that I'm in this like quarter life crisis, midlife crisis. I'm stuck in the middle of both of those. I don't even know what sort of crisis I'm in, but I've shared about on the show before how I feel like I'm kind of in this place of pivoting. I'm in this season of kind of moving towards what's next without really knowing exactly what's next. And I think that what's so important is that when you do this analysis, when you kind of peel back the layers, especially when it comes to your website, you are able to kind of see, does the tone and the quality reflect where I am and who I am currently? I remember in past website refreshes, like I used to have more of like this valley girl vibe, like, hey girl, like, you know, that whole mentality. And I remember during one of our website refreshes, I was like, I want it to be like Cosmopolitan meets Forbes. Like it's still conversational. You feel like you're chatting with a girlfriend, but you also feel like this is like a trusted expert, like a resource. And so every time I do these analysis, I feel like I hit this point where I'm like, ah, this is really close, but I think we need to either update our language or change the way we're talking about the work that we do or change how we make somebody feel when they land here. So those are the four places that you can do this, where your website is for sure having a personality and a voice, and it's a brand, not just a business. But maybe you're listening to this and you're like, Jenna, what do I do if I don't even have a website to begin with? Or why does a website matter? I have one, I haven't updated it in a while. Let's talk about this. because this is so important. First and foremost, if you are someone whose Instagram or other social medias are up to date, but you don't have a website, you are just sending people to your social media, you have to understand that a website is your home on the internet. Think about like the deep relationships you have with people. Yes, you can meet in a coffee shop, but you can't really control the environment. There might not be a table for you to sit at. They might be closed for the day, or they might be out of your favorite latte, but you can invite someone to your house and you could turn on the music and you could light a candle and you can make sure that you had their favorite beverage waiting for them. You want to make sure that you have a home on the internet. And this is so important because here's what I want for you to hear. I love all the platforms, right? I teach how to use them. I use them myself. They're all a part of my strategy. But I really use the platforms as a place, as like the handshake, the greeting. And I use my website as the invitation to step in to my space. It's my home. The other part about this is when you are so focused on the social platforms, you are building your business in space that you rent. The rent is due every day, right? In order to stay current, your rent is due and your landlord is a little unpredictable. You don't know when they're going to kick you out. You don't know when they're going to start charging more. You don't know when they're going to go offline. It is so important that you have a website, this place that you can control that doesn't require you to dance for the algorithm to get seen. Like your website is your home base for your business. It is the elevated, intentional place where people can go to have a true experience and understand your brand. But even more than that, it is your online shop where people can buy from you. Instagram is just your store window. You don't want everyone just lingering outside of the store. You want to invite them into that environment that you have personally crafted to give them a memorable experience that only you can offer. Now, here's what happens. And actually, this recently happened to me. I was at this conference speaking. And after I spoke on stage, I went back. I got to meet so many people. It was just such a special experience. And a few people would come up and talk to me and I would ask them, I would say, you know, tell me about what you do. And I would love what they did. There was this group of sisters and they were telling me about this podcast they had started. And there was a small shop owner and there was a sleep training expert. And I was like, okay, like, where can I find you? Tell me about it. And so many people's instant reaction was like, don't go to my website. Just go to my Instagram. That's my most current thing. But your Instagram, based off of what you posted, likely isn't going to help connect me to your offer, right? We're not using those platforms to talk about our offers every single day and to sell. And if you are, you're likely not experiencing a lot of engagement. We should be on those platforms to serve and invite. And so if you don't feel great about your website, you're not going to send people there. And I witnessed this in real time. And if you're not sending people to your site, you are losing business. This is so important. And so it is so important that you make sure that you have a home on the web that you love, that you are ecstatic, that you are excited to send people to, because this is that place where you not only let people know who you are, but you connect them to your offer. My web designer, Jen, always says that you need a website that can move as fast as you do. And what I love is that like when me and my team have a great idea for a new offer or a new lead generator, or we need to build a sales page, we don't have to wait months to make it happen. We are on this platform and we use templates. Yes, even I use templates and we can get pages up fast. The other day, I built a robust entire sales page in one day. And let me tell you, I was showing it to Drew and he was like, do people actually read all of this? And I was like, oh yeah, babe, this is a sales page. This is a long form sales page. And you know, when I said I was busy earlier today, I was building this entire thing from scratch. And so in today's marketplace where time is your currency, you have to be able to create and pivot and build and grow without your website holding you back. When I first started, I was on WordPress. I used templates. Then I switched to custom WordPress. But anytime I needed to make a single change, I remember there was this time where on my pricing page, I had the wrong year. Like I'd forgotten to update that. I had to go through my designer who had to go through a CSS coder who lived in a different country. And it took like a week to change one character on my website. And it doesn't have to be that way. When you think about having a website that can move as fast as you do, you need something that you can pop in and change and edit. And that's why I'm super passionate about things like templates, but I'm also passionate about using tools like templates to help give you that custom vibe and feel, but fast. Again, if you want to check out Jen's work, she has built some of the most incredible templates, and I'm going to tell you why I love those templates, but you can check them out at jennakutcher.com/tonic, T-O-N-I-C, tonic. Now, your website is where people should be landing and looking for the next steps to take with your brand. So again, if you look at social media as a handshake that invites people then to your website is that personality and that place where you give that environment and that experience, then your website also should be the place where you are guiding people on their journey. They can contact you. They can purchase from you. They can book a service. They can get that education about what you do and why it matters. They can learn about all of your different offers. It is this home with many different rooms that can fit all of your passions. Because if you're listening to this show, there is a very good chance that you are multi-passionate. I am super multi-passionate. And so my website is this home with a lot of different rooms, and I guide people on the home tour that they want to be on. It's October, and you know what that means? It means sweaters and pumpkin spice lattes, and it also probably means that you're in the final stretch of your fiscal year. And in this interesting economic climate, you're also probably thinking about how to best optimize things like budgets, strategies, and operations in 2023. But let's be honest. No one wants the best probable solution to deal with whatever comes next. You want the best solution, period. Whatever stage your business is in, HubSpot CRM platform is ready to scale with you at the flip of a metaphorical switch. With totally customizable hubs, HubSpot has thousands of apps that you can easily integrate, use, or get rid of whenever you need them or don't. Plus, transparent costs and an intuitive interface means there are no fancy frills to hide behind. That's because HubSpot isn't here to probably grow your business. It's here to help you grow your business, period. Learn how HubSpot can help your business grow better at HubSpot.com. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Beyond just having your website be this place where you can give people this experience, you need a website for three big reasons. If I haven't convinced you to create a website yet, these three reasons need to be why you have one. So first, let's talk about the topic of searchability and SEO, search engine optimization. You've probably heard this term, maybe been overwhelmed by it in the past. But when people are on the internet, a lot of times they are heading to Google or even Pinterest, which operates as a search engine, and they are typing in trying to find what it is that you have and what you offer. And if you do not have a website, you are missing out on an opportunity to have searchability, to be found. There are people who are looking for you, your product, your offer, your service, And if you don't have a website, you are missing the opportunity to cash in on search engine optimization. Someone could type in Minnesota wedding photographer, and if you don't have a website, you are not going to be found. Someone could type in brow artist, and if you don't have a website, you can't be found. Someone could type in digital course on X topic, and if you don't have a website, you will not be found. So searchability is huge when it comes to a website, and it allows you to optimize using the keywords that your ideal clients are out there using to find you. Part two of this is long form content. I love long form content. Long form content is alive and well, my friends. Long form content includes things like blogs, podcasts, YouTube. But what I really love is long form content that lives on your home on the internet. So for us, this looks like blogging. We still blog 3 times a week, if not more. And why we do that is because it gives us that SEO, that searchability, but it also creates this library of content that connects people to the information they need to qualify themselves as purchasers or to take the next step with us. If I look at every single effort that we make on the internet, we are doing these efforts to push people to our website. Our website is the home for our long-form content. Our long-form content informs, entertains, or educates. And along with that long-form content, we have, number three, a place for people to connect with us outside of social media, which is our email list. Now, can you start to see how all of this is deeply interconnected into one strategy? Our email list is the number one indicator of the health of our business. It is the number one way that we drive profits into our business. And all of these efforts of growing social so that we can take people off of social, get them onto our website, check out our long form content, and then opt in to be served further on the topic of that content so that they are on our email list so that we can stay in touch and serve to them until we have something to sell to them. That is essentially the backbone of my entire business. And so when you have a website, you have searchability, you have a long form content hub and a library of resources that can serve people, and you have a place for people to connect with you outside of social media, your email list, where you can capture their name and email address and serve them. And the value of a subscriber is so much greater than the value of a follower on a platform. Now, we also want to talk about how we do this website refresh, right? I've probably convinced you, you need a website. And if you don't love your website, you need a website that you love. My website designer and Show It template creator, Jen, gave me some really good tips about storytelling. And she shared this actually on Instagram a while back, but this can be translated to all of your copy. This can be translated to social media. This can be translated to email. Yes, even your website. So she said that the boring, regular, mundane stories are what connect us to other people. I know a lot of times we want to come out guns a-blazing and we want to make sure that we are impressing people and we sound important and we sound intelligent. But the truth is that when we really look at our lives, we are boring, we are regular, we are mundane, and we want to be able to say, oh my gosh, me too. I thought I was the only one. You just, one, have to notice the content hidden in your regular life. So look at your life as a story that can be told. And two, learn how it can relate back to your audience. Jen says, great brands tell great stories. Like, study after study has shown that storytelling is the most effective form of marketing. We pay attention to stories. We remember stories. And also science. Like, our brains actually release endorphins when we hear a good story, causing us to care more about the people involved. And if you were listening earlier and heard about how our brand gives us a personality and that personality makes us know, like, and trust, these stories help bridge that gap. The more normal and boring your story is, the more relatable. Now, the most important thing is shifting the story and relating it back to your audience. So it's not just to make you sound relatable. It is to meet them with their needs, their wants, their problems, their desires, to show that you understand what they desire, what they want, what they need, what their problem is. The more that they trust that you understand it, the more that you and your offer is going to be painted as the solution. Now, what's so cool about this is that when you think about your website, it gives you this opportunity to storytell, And it gives you this place to tell a really important story well, which is not always possible on social media. And only a small percentage of our audience even sees what we're posting, but it's not posted in this chronological order. We can't just build off of a story, but a website allows you to do that. Now, here's why I think this is important, but I want for you to think about this. When Jen says you need a website that can move as fast as you do, the only way I truly believe that that's even possible is through using templates. We use templates all the time. In fact, we build templates specifically in my business so that we can duplicate them and replicate them really quickly, which allows us to move fast. Templates are a tool that you should be leveraging in every aspect of your business, whether it's email marketing, social media, but most specifically on your website. Templates can help you figure out how to lay things out in a way that draws in your audience. And a template allows you to do this work once. And a template allows you to create with confidence that what you're creating is going to make someone feel something. Templates are quick to set up. You can literally drag and drop your images, your text, your call to actions, wherever you need them. Templates are super easy to customize. You can easily just change out colors and fonts and match your branding literally with a few clicks. And templates are faster to get off the ground. You do not have to wait for a designer to be available or hope that a project design turns out well. You can use a template to get a vision for the final outcome. You can literally launch your website and then get back to doing your real job. Chances are your real job is not being a website designer, but just like I built a long form sales page from start to finish, I'm not a website designer, but I designed a page that I'm so proud of and a page that generates results in one day. Now, what I love about this, and when I think about templates that are built by the professionals, is when you think about Jen, she's been doing this for years. She has done the market research to know what converts. She knows what makes people captivated to stay around and to buy what you're selling. She's done all that hard, heavy lifting for you. And so when you get a template, whether it's from Jen or from someone else, you are basically paying for that expertise to be packaged in a way that allows you to drop in what you need and to get a page up and published quickly. If you are not currently leveraging templates and the ease that they can add to your business, let me just say, as someone who has been an entrepreneur for 11 plus years, templates are my saving grace. Templates simplify the process for me and allow me to move quickly. Now, what's kind of cool is that in past years, when I've redone my website, I've done fully custom, right? Like I've loved different bits and pieces of inspiration, but I've gone custom. But we're actually using aspects of a template for my site today just to show how versatile templates can be. Like I told Jen, I was like, hey, no questions. Like I love this template that you recently built. Can we use this in my site? I want to show my audience, like, one, I'm not above templates. I freaking love them. But two, how you can take a template and make it feel entirely custom and unique. And also, I was totally willing to use a template because when I got the urge to do a website refresh, I wanted it done yesterday, right? Is anyone else like that? When I get this idea, like I move fast. And so templates allow you to not reinvent the wheel. So it was funny because I had brought up this deep desire to do this update. Jen was working on their newest design, which is Lilith Blanc. And I looked at it and she had sent it over to me because every time they create a new design, I actually like love to look at it and give them feedback. And I said to her, I was like, wait, no, like I want some of that. Like this design is so good. Don't reinvent the wheel for my website. Like let's just use that. And so we ended up using Lilith Blanc template for my website. And pulling in aspects from that template just to show, one, I use templates, but two, I just already loved what she had created. And I was like, you don't need to reinvent the wheel. Like, this is already so good. Let's just use that. Now, when you think about it, what's so cool is when it comes to templates like this, like basically when you look at a Tonic site, their homepages are basically landing pages for your business. People are able to get a sense of who you are, what you do, and what makes you different within seconds. And we've learned the data shows you only have a few seconds to captivate someone's attention. And so I love the templates that Tonic has built just because they know how to do that and make impact the second somebody lands on your site. And that is so important.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough, but I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn Ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best. You're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth. LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply.
I also just love, and sorry, this is such a plug, but I'm just like obsessed, but I love how their templates have everything that they pour into custom designs for some of the top entrepreneurs in the industry. Like, I cannot tell you how many of my friends I've sent to Jen. Amy Porterfield is scooting over, Katrina Scott, Jacqueline Johnson, Boss Babe. Like, I've sent all these incredible powerhouse women over to Jen and to Tonic to build out their sites, because it totally changed the game for me. Like, back when I met Jen, they were building websites for photographers. And I was like, these could be so much more. Like, I know so many people who could use these beautiful designs. And so the templates that they build are taking all of the same pieces that they're doing for expensive custom clients. They're taking all of those pieces of the recipe and putting them into a template that you can take and customize. Like, they are more than just pretty. They are strategic. Now, the last thing that I want to share are the 3 things that I look at when I do my own site redesign and refresh. And I want to make sure that as I do these, that what I am creating, the heart of it is for whoever is landing on the page. My website is not meant to be this ego boost, this place where I'm bragging about who I am and what I do. I want to make sure that whoever lands on it, they can quickly and easily find exactly what it is that they're looking for. So many times people want to get too creative or too fancy with their website when really simple and to the point is so much more powerful. So in closing, if you are thinking about building a website for the first time, or you are thinking about doing a website refresh, I want for you to write down these 3 questions and get crystal clear on them. First, does my website make it clear right away who I serve, who I am, and what I offer? You want this to be the first thing people see. Who is it that I serve? Who am I? And what do I offer? And this is the start of the qualification process for somebody to be like, yes, I need that. Or yes, I like this person. Or yes, I'm curious enough to learn more and scroll down. So you want to kick off right away, make it clear who you serve, who you are, and what you offer. The second part is are there easy access points or call to actions for someone to take next steps, whether that's reaching out, purchasing something, booking a service, signing up for an email? What are the next steps? I always say this on every single page of my site, no dead ends. Once somebody gets to the bottom of this page, where do they go? When somebody is looking for something, where do they go? How do I become the best guide for them on their digital journey through my website? So are there easy access points or call to action so that someone is never left at a dead end wondering, okay, now what? Where do I go from here? And then 3, does my website design reflect the space I'm at professionally and personally? AKA, does it represent me as the brand and not just a stale, faceless business? And again, if we go back to the beginning of the show where I talked about the difference between a brand and a business, you want to make sure that your website has this personality that you are proud of, that fits where you are at today, and that is something that people learn to know, like, and trust quickly through the design of your site. And so does it reflect the space that I'm at professionally and personally? I'm so excited about my own website refresh. I can't wait to see what it becomes a year from now. I love when I get these reminders of my past sites and I just see how far I've come and my business has come and the evolution of me as a human being and the offers and the work that I do. And as I say to Coco every single night when I put her to bed,
I love who you are, but even more than that, I love who you're becoming. And I love having a website that allows me to become and that is easily customized to where I am today. I hope today's episode was inspiring. I hope I convinced you to get a website that you love, something that you are excited to share about, to shout from the rooftops. And again, if you want to check out the incredible designs that my personal web designer, who I have used and loved and referred other people to for years, has created, head to jennakutcher.com/tonic. I have an opportunity for you to save 15% on your own beautiful website template and check out that Lilith Blanc website design. Your mind is going to be blown. I used aspects of it in my own new site. Again, that is jennakutcher.com/tonic. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. Of course, until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.